Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and welcome to another podcast on Doc Weight Loss. Today, we're going to talk to Tina, who's one of the people at the store. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the different supplements that out there can help with cravings and potentially assist with weight loss. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success, and today we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of different supplements, some of the herbal things that potentially can help with cravings, as well as then potentially help with weight loss. And we're going to talk with Tina, who from the Center for Weight Loss Success Nutritional Store, as well as working in the office. But if you stop by the store or if you contact the store, you'll often be talking to her. Say hello, Tina, to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Now, Tina, you do a lot of things here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. But one of the things that you do outside the Center for Weight Loss Success is you're getting into some racing, aren't you? If we want to say some races, whether it truly be racing or not. Tell us a little bit about that.
I call it slow jogging or a slog. I like to run half marathons for fun. And I think y'all should join me too on the next one.
There you go. We're going to have when's the rad race? The Color Me Rad. Do you know?
We're going to have it in the beginning of the summertime.
The office here, we encourage people that, hey, sign up. We're going to be doing this. I think it's this spring, right?
I believe so, yes. And we welcome everyone to join.
All right. Well, very good. Okay, well, let's get off that topic and let's get more into the topic at hand, so to speak. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the supplements that can help or help prevent cravings. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. A lot of questions that I get in the store pertain to, I have cravings. What can I do to help control my cravings? And how are these supplements beneficial? Well, supplements are beneficial in a multitude of ways. They can help to maintain normal blood sugar levels, as well as reduce appetite, and some help to promote normal energy metabolism as well.
All right, so kind of a lot of different supplements can. So we typically kind of have a few that we utilize fairly routinely that we recommend for some people, and the supplements themselves aren't magic. There's nothing. You still have to do all the work. You have to still be doing the right things, but they can actually be helpful. So we're going to talk about three different supplements today, and they're going to be chromium, Garcinia cambogia, and green tea extract.
That's correct, Dr. Clark.
All right, so walk us through a little bit about those, and kind of I'll fill in kind of things, but walk us through a little bit about, especially what about chromium?
Certainly, chromium or chromate, it actually prevents cravings by promoting normal insulin function. So what that does is it helps to stabilize your insulin levels so you're not getting those sugar spikes where one would have a tendency to reach for and grab the high carb food, which we want to avoid. But also can help to, pardon me?
Oh, right. I mean, that's a very important part. Chromium itself, chromium is just a mineral. Okay, you know, we talk about, you know, people are often concerned about, a supplement, is it something that could be damaged? Well, chromium is just a mineral. Like, you know, sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, they're all just minerals. And typically we don't get enough minerals in, so supplementing with a mineral can actually be helpful just because literally about 90% of the population probably doesn't get enough chromium in anyway. But having said that, one of the things that chromium can really do is help smooth over blood sugar swings. And a lot of cravings actually come from blood sugar swings. Blood sugar's going up, blood sugar's going down. You get cravings there. That's what stimulates a lot of the cravings. And chromium can actually smooth over blood sugar cravings. If we smooth over blood sugar cravings, we've smoothed over insulin cravings. If we smooth over blood sugar swings, is what I meant to say, and we've smoothed over insulin swings, which subsequently then helps with the cravings. And I hope I didn't mix everyone up too badly there, but it's the chromium smoothing over blood sugar swings. It can be very helpful. Now, one of the things people often ask about chromium is, you know, how much? Okay, typically on the bottle, it'll say take one a day. Okay, well, one a day typically doesn't work very well for cravings. You usually need to take it three times a day. I think a typical dose is about 200 micrograms, as I recall off the top of my head. And it is okay to actually take much bigger doses than that. So kind of, but spreading them out tends to work much better. So kind of actually one tablet three times a day. I usually tell people, a half hour or so before eating. You know, it helps to smooth over blood sugar swings, which helps a lot with cravings. All right. Now, the second thing we were going to talk about was that Garcinia cambogia, which has been a hot topic in all the media and Dr. Oz and all the people out there to talk about this stuff. All right, give us a little bit insight into that as well.
Certainly. Well, Dr. Clark, I always say people come into the store, you've had it all along, but then as soon as Dr. Oz said something about it, it went crazy. But you knew all along. But Garcinia cambogia, what that does, studies have shown that it can help promote weight loss by converting the carbohydrates instead of converting it into fat. It converts it into glycogen, which can signal the brain that the body is full.
Right. You know, the working ingredient in Garcinia cambogia is something called HCA, which is hydroxycitric acid. This is the working ingredient that's in a lot of the over-the-counter weight loss supplements, such as Hydroxycut, Citramax. There are a number of them out there that all can use Garcinia cambogia as kind of the basis of kind of what their supplement gives them. But Garcinia cambogia is just, it's a fruit from Asia, and subsequently they get the extract from that, and it has hydroxycitric acid in there. And it's kind of, you alluded there to what it does, it helps to decrease the blood sugar release. So it slows the enzyme that actually makes fatty acids out of the carbohydrate. And subsequently then, if you make it into glycogen, subsequently you tend to feel full sooner. So in theory then, it also increases the fat mobilization. Okay, and if you increase fat mobilization, you're going to feel full sooner. There's a question of whether Garcinia cambogia can actually increase leptin. Leptin is a hormone that's produced by your fatty cells, which basically tells your brain that you're full. Okay, and so as you eat a meal, then if the leptin is released, it should tell your brain that you're full. It's one of the signals to stop eating. To take this another step further is that it's often people are leptin resistant, but if we can increase their leptin levels, then potentially they'll feel full a lot easier. So it can help with kind of appetite then. I don't eat as much. Unfortunately, there's not a huge amount of scientific evidence on there. There's certainly a lot of, there are a number of animal studies. There's a couple of small human studies that actually have shown real weight loss. There just aren't any great big studies. But, you know, obviously some of these things have been around for a long period of time. Hydroxycut and Citramax, and they've been around for a long period of time. And you'll see some of those review or those advertising for them. Now, a lot of that is hype, but there's some truth to all that in that, yes, it can be helpful. But again, you still have to do the right things. All right, so kind of that's another thing that we often, that can potentially be helpful, is green tea, all right? Tell us a little bit about green tea then.
Green tea. First off, in addition to all the healthy antioxidant benefits in green tea to help reduce free radical damage, green tea also has been shown in studies to help suppress food intake, also to suppress body weight gain, in addition to suppressing fat accumulation, all while increasing energy expenditure. So you can tell a little bit more about that, yeah, Dr. Clark.
Absolutely, because green tea, it's another thing that's been around for a long, long period of time, a lot of health benefits, and probably some of the biggest health benefits really are that antioxidant thing. And antioxidant basically means you have less free radical damage. and I've actually done a couple of the Losing Weight webinars on that. So, you know, stay tuned for Losing Weight USA. We'll talk about that again, about antioxidants and health. Okay, but green tea can actually a lot of antioxidants, but it's absolutely green tea has been shown to increase your metabolic rate. Okay, and by increase, it doesn't increase it a whole lot. It's not like this tremendous amount that all of a sudden you're burning calories like crazy, but it can increase your metabolic rate by about 4 to 5%. Now, in order for it to increase your metabolic rate by 4 to 5%, you need to take it consistently. You can actually take green tea extracts, okay, which, yes, we have that there at the Center for Weight Loss Success store, but you can actually drink the green tea too. You just have to drink a whole lot of it. You generally have to drink about 4 or 5 cups a day of green tea to actually get that. A lot of people don't necessarily want to do that, so they may take a supplement there. But green tea can increase your metabolic rate by about 4 to 5%. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, and in reality, you know, if you're on a 2,000 calorie diet, what we're talking about then is, you know, maybe, you know, I don't want to do my math there. 2,000, it's kind of, you know, 40 to about 80 calories or so, something like along those lines. But no matter what, 80 calories is 80 calories. And so subsequently, then you're burning that many more every single day. That may be the significant difference. And if you look at, gee, a pound is about 3,500 calories. Well, it doesn't take that long for 80 calories to add up that, gee, you burned an extra pound of fat. And over an extended period of time, this is another thing that potentially can be very helpful. All right, so all these things we do have in our store, but you can get them at most, you know, pharmacies, health food stores too. But there are things in there that can be helpful. Again, they're not necessarily the magic bullet, but okay, there's something that in addition to doing all the other things, this may be something that can be worthwhile in your weight loss plan. All right, anything else you can think of off the top of your head there, Tina? What do you want to wrap this up with?
Actually, Dr. Clark, I wanted to point out, too, with the supplements that we have in the store, they are pharmaceutical grade, so you know that you're getting the pure ingredient as compared to off the shelf at your local drugstore. The other thing people always ask as well is, when do I take these vitamins or these supplements, and how much do I take? My best answer is follow the directions on the label and see how it works for you. Some you actually take prior to a meal, so 15 to 20 minutes before a meal. Some you take with a meal itself. So read the label, see what works for you, and if you have any concerns, consult your primary care physician.
All right, that's always a good idea. Thank you, Tina, for being with us today. We'll probably have you back to talk about some other things here in the future. If you're out there and you want more information, please just contact us. You can go to our website, which is up there. It's Center for Weight Loss Success, which is cfwls.com. Or if you want just more information, access to me, join up for Losing Weight USA. That's www.losingweightusa.com. Sign up, you'll get access to me every single week. We can have a webinar. We'll talk about a lot of these different things. All right, everyone, thank you for listening. It's your life. Make it a healthy one. Goodbye, everyone. Take care.
Goodbye.